Track 19, The Last Bird. A bit of ingenuity from the beard gives the girls their dust bath back, reports Flora, the rescue chicken. We've been having a bit of fun with old Beard this month. Well, it helps pass the idle hours. As you know, we've been in lockdown and are not allowed to wander freely like we used to. Beard has made us a nice little run, but it's a bit on the pokey side. It also doesn't have our favourite dust bath in it. Now, you'll know how important this is to us girls, and frankly, we've missed it. We've been looking a bit scraggy and scruffy, and pretty much every day has been a bad feather day. Our spot is on the other side of the patch from our run, under a big hedge. It's good and thick. Even when it rains, a hen can keep her comb dry, and the dust is proper dusty and nice to hollow out to make a bath. But we can't use it without some sort of a net over our head, apparently, to keep those irritating wild birds out. So, Beard is wandering back and forth and clearly having a big think about it. He may not be the smartest monkey in the jungle, but he's a trier. He's got a tape measure and everything. Anyway, one morning he's out with some timber and wire and netting and a hammer, and as we're always chirruping away with helpful advice and tips. "Mind your thumb," says Daisy as our man drops the hammer and does a little dance, shaking his head. "I say a 7 for the dance," says Isabel, "and 10 for the swears." After a bit he's finished and drags whatever it is he's made over to the hedge. "Great, but can we still get over there, can we?" "Oh, yes, we can." Our man returns and he's got some hoops and a net. And he's only gone and made a tunnel for us to join up our run and the hedge, hasn't he? We're down it and into the dust bath before you can say paxo. Oh, what a difference. We're all looking pretty gorgeous now. Even Daisy, feathers tidy, combs and wattles all pink and perfect and feet nice and clean. And we've had a bit of a brucey bonus with the grass in the tunnel for a cheeky nibble as well. But I like to think I'm an inquisitive bird, and I soon realise that if I slip a beak under the edge of the tunnel net, I can wiggle my way out. Beard sees me wandering about and is baffled. "How did you get out?" he demands. So I tell him. But he looks at me as if he's just hearing, "Wop, wop, 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 wop." But then he twigs and he's out with the tent pegs pinning down the gaps, and my little bit of fun is over. Meanwhile, Curls has got all creative and made us a sign. The hedge spa. Hen parties welcome. Ho, ho, ho. Anyway, time for a pedicure. Flora and her friends were rescued and rehomed by the Wotton branch of Fresh Start for Hens. And this is all imagined by Dominic Castle.